You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM here on this Wednesday, February 28th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. Joining us today on Valley Talk is Gary Wilhite, the Polk County Commissioner. And Gary, how are you doing on this morning?
Well, I'm doing fine. A little snowed in, but, maybe I took down my Christmas lights too soon.
Yeah, I know. The people that have their Christmas lights still up there, they're looking pretty smart right now.
Yeah, put them on tonight.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Get the tree up there as well. Feeling a little bit like Christmas outside once again, but so what's been new?
Well, I tell you what, newest, I think, was last week after our Tuesday commissioners meeting. Chuck Whiting and I drove down to St. Paul because that was the AMC, the Association of Minnesota Counties, opportunity to meet with legislators. And, there were a lot of groups that reached, particularly during a bonding year now. I think everyone's there with their project. Of course, 87 counties in Minnesota, they had commissioners there, as well as other groups. I think firefighters were there at least one or two of those days, police department. I ran into soybean farmers. They were organized, a couple from Crookston area, which was kind of fun to read into and run into Mr. Hansen there. But busy time. And basically, I'll talk a little bit about our requests were. But everybody's coming down there, with a project for bonding, I suspect. And the two areas that we were most interested in were two things, actually, water and garbage. So kind of simple. It wasn't any large building projects or any specific programs. We had applied for a grant last year and thought it was going to happen regarding our waste project at landfill, pretty much serving this whole northern part of Minnesota. And the smaller towns who happen to have a local landfill system that they've been using are going to be shut down by the Minnesota legislature, because there have to be all kinds of regulations regarding linings and things like that, which are all probably very, very important when you're piling up garbage. You don't want to get it into the bottom system or into the soil or anything. So the project is, we're looking at expanding that landfill in that Gently area, and it is so expensive to do so. It's called a SCORE grant, have to do with solid waste. So that was something that was very, very important. And then we had done and delegated some money here, a couple of years ago, to help the Climax water system. They were experiencing some arsenic in their water, obviously a big problem, and problems with their water tower. And if they have problems with the fire or something like that, how are they going to be able to, fight fires? So we were able to join, meaning Polk County, joined with a group over just across in North Dakota that had brought rural water, which means, basically water from aquifers, rather than particularly to farmers and to smaller communities, just have a better quality of water. And what the group that we're working with in North Dakota actually, and we helped fund part of that, small part of it, but still significant dollar amount, to bring a pipe underneath the Red River Lake get that at least to Climax. And it was a significant amount of money just to get that. But now they do have good, clean drinking water. And the possibility exists now to move that either down to Neillsville, which, of course, they're interested, you know, a few miles to the south, and then even to the east, maybe over to Beltrami. So we were hoping to get some state and federal money for clean water. That's been, I think, a priority for federal and state governments. So that's our hope of what our requests are going into this legislative session.
Yeah, and obviously clean water is a huge topic. It doesn't matter where your community is.
Exactly, exactly. And I think, you know, a lot of places are showing shortages of water, a lot of our large, you know, cities. So, you know, and it's kind of the way I kind of look at it, you know, the way where people can now work from home and that type of thing, they can kind of choose where they want to live. And I would think people would maybe get away from cities that are a little bit larger and water garbage expenses going up very, very high. Might look at these smaller communities to come and, you know, build a life. So that would all kind of help the area, too.
How important is it to be there, to be in person, to have those you know, visits and have your voice be heard, you know, in person rather than, you know, through a letter or over the phone or another form of communication?
Yeah, exactly. I have always thought that. In fact, I'd asked for some advice. I ran to a legislator who's retired now. And I said, "Well, I'm coming down there," and she goes, "Well, why would you go down there? Those people, all they do is just kind of listen, and next day they're on to the next person, and it does you know, it's no good." And I thought, "Well, that's a bad attitude."
Yeah,
because that's your job, is kind of to listen to what the needs are, and I know they will get overwhelmed with all the requests are coming. And so I'm thinking, geez, you know, that's a long ways to drive down there. It's going to be dark that coming back, and I hate driving at night. But I really do feel that it's more difficult to say no to people that you've looked in the eye and, you know, saw their sincerity and what the real request is, because it's like we have to do here in Polk County, it's like we have to do in the city, has to do with their own family, is we have to decide what priorities are. You know, and there's a lot of needs out there, there's no question about it. So you have to decide which ones are the most important for this year. Now, the disappointing thing is when Chuck, he's our administrator, when we were there, we met, of course, with Senator Johnson and Representative Keel. Almost the first thing they said to us this year, and different than others, was, "We have no money." And I thought, well, what happened? You had $18 billion last year, and now, you know, what's going on? And apparently some of the programs that they initiated are probably costing more than they thought. We'll see where the 2025 budget ends up. Right now, there's a slight surplus, but they think that will be all used up with expenses they already have. And then going into 26, they may be at a deficit and back to raising additional taxes, which I'm sure no one is too excited about. So, is it frustrating? Yes. Do you have to go there? And, you know, and then it's not a one deal. Our Mr. Steiner, who is the administrator of our, you know, sanitation landfills, he'll probably be down there three or four more times, you know, when the bill is being discussed. But, you know, it's a challenge. It's a challenge, but, you know, it's important. And I'm sure the city has some requests, too, that they would like the legislature to follow up with. And yes, it is important to get down there and look them in the eye and tell them exactly reason why your project is going to benefit individuals.
How often are you able to make those trips?
Once a year is what the commissioners within the state are invited to. Our representatives are pretty close to us too, so we have more opportunities to meet with them during the, you know, during the calendar year. If your question is as far as, you know, meeting all you know, kind of on a broad case, you get a chance to visit with the Department of Revenue and, you know, a lot of governor wasn't there, but he had sent a couple of other his commissioners to give us some information as well as, you know, what they're you know, they also have, you know, a list of needs too. So they kind of are kind of feeling each other out, saying this is kind of where we're looking at going at, and, you know, what are your specific needs?
So overall, did you feel like it was a pretty successful trip?
I did, except for the we have no money.
Yeah.
That was really depressing on the way back. You know, we all know there is some money. And, you know, when you have a million requests, maybe that's probably where you start. We have no money to request to, you know, fulfill all the requests.
Yeah.
There are. Not all of it is money either. You know, a lot of it is, you know, policy. And also another thing too, I was very thankful for the what we had received last year, and the main thing, or I hate to say main thing, but with all their additional money they had last year, they did take $80 million and increase that to county program aid. And to be very, very honest, that really helped us to keep our levy down. And I think the city received some, you know, LGA dollars too. So very grateful of that. And I know they had funded the library system. That's something that I've been involved with the last 7 years. And they've been dealing with the same budget from the state for, what was it, about 16 years? So for 16 years, we've been going down there. And I've been talking about the Laurel system. And we've had the, you know, individuals involved in that organization. For the first time last year, and Senator Johnson was definitely pushing for that, they did get a increase in revenue. So, you know, things do happen. And so that's what you feel kind of happy about. And I think it's important to be grateful and let them know that you're not always the beggar, but you're also the individual who's appreciative what they've been able to pass on in the past years.
Very interesting stuff from that visit.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a process. You know, we have people coming into the county, you know, with a lot of requests. I'm sure the city gets a lot of requests for what improvements they would like to see. And it's the same thing. You know, you appreciate being a part of setting the priority system.
Are there any common occurrences with requests that you, you've heard, at least through the county?
The request that I hear most, and this is a little odd, is to manage the financial situation so we are not overtaxed. And I think people are, I know people are suffering with inflation. And you see that, and you see people having to use their credit card more often. That's what I hear. And interest rates on those are outrageous. Some are 20%, some close to 30%. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
That is just rough. Insurance is going up, you know, for your home and that type of thing. And they really just don't want to be taxed out of their home, and particularly for the large number of senior citizens that we have in Polk County. So I think that's what we hear. Is spend money wisely and try to keep that levy down.
It's unfortunate that money makes the world go round, but that's just the reality that we live in.
It is, and I mean, they want a safe community. They want, we do have a good sheriff's department that follows up on crime. We have a good sanitation system. We do a lot of recycling in our community. Public health, keeps us safe. And, I think we're doing a lot of things that cost money, but I think people are very satisfied with the services. So at least I hope they are. If they aren't, let us know.
Well, we have a couple of minutes left. Anything else to recap from the last month?
Well, I talked about kind of a new thing that you'd asked, as far as chair, you're looking at doing something a little bit different. We had the individual who runs the food shelf over in East Grand Forks. Used to be in Crookston, and then they had this opportunity to go into this larger facility. So it was sad to see them leave Crookston, but I was happy to see them stay in Polk County. And I've been over there and toured that, Mel. It's just amazing. And, of course, her message was the same thing that I had talked about, is the need for food for families. And as well as we have the welfare system with SNAP, those are the food stamps of the past, same thing. There are certain people that, either are not qualified or just don't want to go that route. So there are a heavy demand for different food options, but they've been very happy with the donations, the workers that they've had from UND and that. Even I think there's even some UMC students that go there to volunteer. So that's going very well. But they said I think they had a case here just a few months ago where they were handing out free bags of food from the high school here at Crookston, and then I think over in Fertile or Fawston. And they said what they usually had was, cars lined up for maybe an hour or so. There were cars lined up for 4 hours. Could you imagine that? Just the demand for that on those two occasions was just overwhelming. So with that, I think just bringing other people in, letting us commissioners, what we're going to start here now is inviting the area mayors in Polk County just to kind of give us a little brief update on what's going on in their town and what in their city, what their successes are and what their challenges are. And I think it'll just make us a little bit more informed as a county, as a commission, as to what's going on in our cities within county.
Yeah, information, you can never have too much of it.
No, you can't.
Anything else that you'd either like to recap or look ahead to over the next month or so?
We've got the leader of 4-H coming in here within the next couple of months to talk about 4-H, an excellent organization. I've asked her to get a contact with you, too, just to let people know what a good organization this was. It was for our family. We were with Community Star 4-H'ers for many, many years. Our club was probably three-fourths city kids and one-fourth rural, which was kind of a real nice mix because we had people, doing different projects. But it's just amazing on how much it's a organization where you have a 4-H leader, one of the parents, senior parents, been around for a while, but it's an organization where the students, the child, and the parents come to the meetings together, but the children run the meeting, okay? And then they do all kinds of different projects, just great. I mean, it helps with public speaking, parliamentary procedure. They kind of learn that really early, a very important skill. And I think they've got, let's see, what did I find out? 146 participants right now in Polk County. And then they can, the highlight, I think, for our family always was the Polk County Fair. And then if you could get that blue ribbon or that grand champion, then you won a trip to go down to the Minnesota State Fair. And what a big deal that was, and what a confidence builder it was for our kids and all kids that are involved in that. So very fun. I'd encourage them. She'll come on, hopefully come on with Belly Talk and talk a little bit about the organization, and everyone can have an opportunity to be a part of that.
Yeah, excited hearing more about that. And, well, Gary, thank you very much for joining us for your monthly appearance. We look forward to having you on in early April, and hope things go well over the next month or so. And hopefully the next time we talk, we'll be able to see each other, and we'll still see the sun outside, too.
Excellent.
All right. So thank you very much for joining us, Gary.
Yep, thank you.
So that was Gary Wilhite, the Polk County Commissioner, joining us on today's Valley Talk program.